All right, Shabbos, say good morning. Let's begin. Our shir this morning is dedicated by the Nachman and Will and their families in honor of the engagement of their children. Baruch Hashem, Runi, Tadina. We hope that Emir Hashem will be zochet to see the chuppah, b'sha'a tovah mitzlachos, and the parents and the mishpachos should be zochet to see dorei doros who follow in the ways of Yaakov Saba Kadisha. Mazel tov. Is this the first daf shidduch?
I think so.
Okay. Whoa. First daf yomi shidduch. Good. So that means I get the shad chumas. I just want to point out. I just want to put it out there. That's right. You can sit at the same table. All right, Tavosai. Let's begin. Today's daf is Chav Vav 26. We are starting from the top of Chav Vav, the two dafs. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Eino Chayiv Ela Ala Asid Lovus. Remember again in the Mishnah, we had a machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva about the nature of circumstances under which certain shvuos are able to take effect. So now the Gemara is actually going to go through the whole thing. Tan Rabbanan, Lahara O Lehetiv. So the pasuk says, if a person takes a shvua, Lahara, for something negative, O Lehetiv, or for something good, Eimli Ela Dvarim Sheishpan Hara Vatava. So I only know about shvuos ultimately again, for things that have positive or negative implications. However, again, so the Gemara says, She'in Bahara Vatava Minayim. I don't know that even something that has no positive or negative implications. So we'll say, what's the paradigmatic example of a shvuah that has no positive or negative ramifications? So this in yesterday's daf. I take a shvuah to throw a stone into the river. So there's no positive or negative implications to that particular shvuah. How do I know that even under those circumstances, again, a person can make a binding shvuah? Talmud Lomar, O Nefesh, Kisi Shavalavate Besvasayim. The pasuk says, or if a person will go ahead and take an oath, levate bisvasayim ultimately means to articulate with their lips. So we'll say, now we've learned that one could take a shvuah, whether it's lahara lahitiv, for something positive, for something negative, and we've also learned that a person can take a shvuah stam, just an oath that's neither positive nor negative. We'll call it life neutral. Life neutral. Now I know based on the pasuk, from the pasuk I only know that you could take a future tense shvuah. And I will say that the reason we know that is because it says lahara o lehetiv. That's future tense. So I know that I could take a future oriented shvuah, the shavar minayin. I know that I could even swear about something in the past. So what does it mean to swear about something in the past? What that means is that I could take a shvuah about something which occurred in the past. How do I know that I can do that? Talmud Lomar, L'chol Asher Yivate Adam B'Shvuah. Excuse me, because the pasuk says, anything that a person will articulate with a Shvuah. So what does anything come to include? Anything comes to include even past tense. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. So we'll see these words of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel Lomar, L'hara L'heitiv L'haba. Rabbi Shmuel says, L'hara L'heitiv teaches me that Shvuos have to be future tense. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Im Kein, Ein Li Ela Dvarim Sheish Ben Hatava V'Ara. Dvarim she'in bo anatava va'ara minayin. So Rabbi Shmuel says, excuse me, so Rabbi Akiva says to Rabbi Shmuel, if that's the case, I only know about a shvuah that's positive or negative. How do I know about a shvuah that's life neutral, that's neither positive nor negative, that such a shvuah ultimately, again, could still be binding? Amarlo miri boi hakasav. Because Rabbi said there is an extra phrase in the pasuk, so because there is an extra phrase in the pasuk, that teaches me that even a shvuah that is neither lahara o lahitiv, in other words, it's neither positive or negative, it's just life neutral, can be binding as well. To which the Gemara says, "Amalo im riba kasav lakach, riba kasav lakach." To which Rabbi Kiva says, "Well, if the extra phrase teaches you that even a shvuah that ultimately, again, is not lahara o lahitiv, can be binding, so to the shvuah ultimately should what Rabbi say? Should also teach me that a past tense shvuah can be binding as well." To which the Gemara says, "Shapir kama the Rabbi Kiva, the Rabbi Shmuel." Rabbi Kiva is saying good. Like Rabbi Kiva is saying good. He's making a good argument to Rabbi Shmuel. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Shmuel wants to listen to this. Rabbi Shmuel sheshimis as Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. So Rabbi Shmuel's Rabbi. Who is his Rabbi? Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. And Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana darshin shayadoresh as kala Torah kula biklal uprat. So Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana darshin the entire Torah with a klal and a prat. Rabbi says, so that's the exegetical principle he used. Therefore, again, Ihu nami doresh beklal uprat. Therefore, Rabbi Shmuel darshin like his Rabbi. I to both say, like, we know a person has to have a Rebbe, so again, you follow the ways of the Rebbe. So what happens, Rebbe Shmuel was Mishamish Rebbe Nechunya ben Akana, and then Rebbe Nechunya ben Akana is a Dash with Kalapat. We'll explain how this plays out in just a moment. Therefore, Rebbe Shmuel Dash with Kalapat also, Rebbe Akiva, Sheshimesh Nachum Ishgamzu. Everybody say, this is so interesting when you begin to see these relationships. Rebbe Akiva, who is Rabbi Akiva's Rebbe, or one of his Rebbeim? Shishimish, by the way, doesn't have to mean it was his only Rebbe. Shishimish just means this is the person who he got Shimush under. Who did he get Shimush under? Nochem Ishkamzer. I want to point something out. When you begin to see this relationship, so much about Rabbi Akiva's personality begins to come into focus as well. Who was Nachum Ish Gamzu? Who was Nachum Ish Gamzu? Right, the Gamzu. So I just want to point out, I've mentioned this many times, but it bears repetition. So remember again, Nachum Ish Gamzu is the person. How do you get that name? As Mayor just mentioned, Gamzu Latova. Right. So I just want to point something out. You know, we have sometimes a flawed perception of Gamzu Latova, right? So how do we view Gamzu Latova? So life is going terribly, right? Nothing's falling into place, but I still want to sound frum. So what do I say? Gamzu Latova. I don't mean it. I'm angry at God. I'm angry at people. I'm angry at everybody. Things stink. But again, I don't want to look krum. I still want to look frum. So what happens? Gamzu Latova, Gamzu. I say Gamzu Latova means that a person understands that everything that Ribono Shel Olam does, even the things that I can't figure out for the life of me, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing this, somehow, some way, there is a good that is there. That was Nachum Ish Gamzu. So we'll say, when you begin to see that Rabbi Akiva had a relationship with Nachum Ish Gamzu, remember again, what does Rabbi Akiva's defining Mida? What was his defining Mida? We saw it at the end of Makkos. His defining Mida was hope, optimism, Gamzu Latova. You ever wonder to yourself, where does the Rabbi Akiva get inspired with that type of midah? From his Rebbe. So his Rebbe was Nachum Ish Gamzu. So the Gemara says the following. Nachum Ish Gamzu, Sheadorish is called Torah Kula Beriba Umiyet, Beriba Umiyet, Umiyot, it's really Ribu Umiyot. So Nachum Ish Gamzu dashed the entire Torah with Ribu and Umiyot. Iunami Dorish Riba Umiyet. So the Gemara says, "My Rabbi Akiva, the Darsh Rabbi Yehuda Meute." So we'll say now the Gemara is going to go through. So now the Gemara is suggesting that the respective shitos of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael are based on how they dash in the psukim, and how they dash in the psukim is based on who their rebbeim were. So it says the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva, the Darish Rabbi Ribui Umeute. Listen to this: Disanya O Nefesh Kisis Shava Riba. The pasuk says, if a person will swear, Riba. Ultimately, you know, we'll say, what is this? This is a ribui, lahara o lehetiv, for something bad or for something good. Miyet. So that's a miyot, Rabbi say. L'chalashe yivata adam. So that anything that a person will articulate, chazar veriba. It comes, as Rabbi say, as another, what we'll call inclusionary phrase. Not inclusionary. Expansive. Thank you. Expansive phrase. So therefore, I will say, so what do I have over here? Second wide line. Riba umiyet viriba. So I will say, therefore, I have an expansive phrase. I have an exclusionary phrase. And another expansive phrase. So what happens when you have a ribui, a miyot, and a ribui? Riba hakol. I will say, the way that exegetical principle is, you come to include everything. My riba. I will say, what does it come to include? Riba kol mili. It comes to include everything. In other words, a shvua can encompass everything. Umay miye. So we'll say, when we say a shvua can encompass everything, we'll say, what does that mean? Lahara, lehetiv, something that's life neutral, past tense, future tense. Umay miye. What does it come to exclude? Miyet dvar mitzvah. We'll say, this will be tomorrow's Mishnah. So it comes to exclude a dvar mitzvah. We'll say, what's the case of a dvar mitzvah? So we'll see that tomorrow, that you can't take a shvua regarding a dvar mitzvah. And the truth is, more appropriately, what we're going to see is, you can't take a shvua to not fulfill a dvar mitzvah. A shvua to go ahead and not fulfill a dvar mitzvah will essentially become null and void. Rabbi Shmuel, the darish klal uprat. So Rabbi Shmuel who darshins klal uprat, what happens? Om nefesh kisis shava levate bisvasayim. So the pasuk says the following, if a person will swear to articulate, levate bisvasayim, to articulate with his lips. So klal. We'll say that is a general statement. La rao lehetif. Person says the rao lehetif. Prat. And we'll say that is a specific statement. L'chala she'ivata adam. Anything that a person will articulate. Chazar v'kalal. So we'll say that's another, that is another general statement. So what do we have over here? Klal u'prat u'klal. So Rabbi say, I have a general statement, a specific statement, under general statement. So as like when you have a cloud or prat to cloud, so you could only formulate the principle in accordance with the specific statement. Ma prat mefurash lahaba, just like the prat Rabbi say in this pasuk is what? Is future tense. Af kol lahaba. So to again, a proper shvua, something that is articulated, future tense. Ahani kala suye, I feel it varm shame by Narava Tava Lahaba. Both say the cloud comes to include for me what? Even things that I will call life neutral. They're not ra, they're not tov, and they will be included under the umbrella of a shvuas bitui as long as what? They're future tense. Ahani prata. Both say, what does the prat come to do? Lemeute afilu dvarm shishman harava tava l'shaavar. That comes to include shvuas, both say, even if there is harava tava, but they are phrased past tense. So the Gemara says, Eifachana, but maybe I'll switch it. Why can't I flip that around? Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Dumya de lahara o lehetiv. Because it makes sense to compare it to something that is lahara o lehetiv. Mi she'isura mishum bal yachel devaro. It makes sense to include something which is aser. Because of bal yachel devaro, which I will say means profaning your words. Yotza sazu she'isura mishum bal yachel devaro. It comes to exclude something whose iser is not because of bal yachel devaro. Elo. Mishum bal tishakru. But instead what? Is because ultimately, again, because of Shvuas Sheker. Rav Yitzchak bar Avin Omer, Omer Kra, O nefesh ki sishava levate besvasayim. Misha Shvua kodemes lebitui. So we'll say, now it comes along Rav Yitzchak bar Avin, he says the following. The Pasuk teaches me, O nefesh ki sishava levate besvasayim. If a person will swear in articulation with the lips, Misha Shvua kodemes lebitui. We'll say, what type of Shvuas aser? Only when the oath comes before the expression. Velo shabitwe kodemes l'shvua. But not when the expression comes before, not the expression comes before the shvua. We'll say, what's the case? What does that mean? Yotza zeh achalti velo achalti shamay se kodem shvua. So we'll say, Rav Yitzchak bar Avin makes an interesting drasha. He says, ki se shava levate besasayim, teaches me the other, we'll say. The shvua is only valid if the shvua comes before the articulation. But if the articulation comes before the shvua is not good. What does that mean? What does that come to exclude? That comes to exclude a past tense shvua. In other words, what the Gemara is suggesting over here is that the shvua is only valid when the shvua precedes the maisa. What's the case of where a shvua precedes a maisa? I'll say, what's the case? Future tense. Where I swear I'm going to or not going to do something. But if I swear about something that has already occurred, then what? Rabbi say, then what? The maisa has come before the shvua. And therefore, what? The Shavuot is not good. So we'll say, the fundamental machlokis over here, there are a couple of fundamental machlokisim unfolding over here. Dvar mitzvah, like I said, we'll get to in tomorrow's daf. But the more fundamental machlokis for our purposes right now is whether or not a Shavuot bitui has the ability, two machlokisim. Number one, does it only go on something that has hara v'atava? Or is it only for something I can do or I can't do? But saying that it's life neutral, a shvuas bitui can't take effect on that. That's machlokis number one. Machlokis number two is about the tense. Is a shvuas bitui only for future tense shvuas? Or is it also for past tense shvuas? So we'll say both of these things, subject of the machlokis between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishma. Okay, Tan Rabbanim. So we'll say that machlokis is still there. We will resolve it in Mirz Hashem. Tana Rabbanon. Ha'adam b'shvua. So we'll say again, the pasuk says, O nefesh ki sesha levate v'sayin la'ra le'itiv l'chol asher yivate ha'adam b'shvua. Sani show that a person will articulate. Listen to this. Prat lo'anus. We'll say this comes to exclude an ones shvua. Again, this is a b'raisa. We're going to quote the b'raisa, then we're going to dissect the b'raisa. So prat lo'anus. We'll say this comes to exclude an ones case. V'ne'alam. It's hidden from him. Prat l'mezin. This comes to exclude mezid. Mimenu, from him. Shenis alma mimenu shvua. The shvua becomes hidden from him. Yochos shenis alma mimenu chefetz. I might have thought that the object becomes hidden from him. And we'll say again, we're going to define all of this. Talmud lomar b'shvua v'ne'alam. Therefore the pasuk says, b'shvua v'ne'alam. Al he'alam shvua hu chayiv. A person will say, is chayiv ultimately again, when the shvua becomes hidden, ve'eino chayiv al he'alam chayfetz. But he is not chayiv ultimately again if the object becomes hidden. So what does this mean? Amar, we'll say now we're going to analyze each of these cases. Ha'adam b'shvua, prat la'ano. So let's remember again, we said that a person is chayiv if he makes a shvua, but this comes to exclude in our, so we'll say first of the widest lines on the daf. Hechidami. So we'll say, what is this case of ones that the Torah is coming to exclude? Kidrav Huna, Kidrav Kanav Ravasi. Let's listen to this. This is a great case. Kidrav Kanav Ravasi. So let's listen to this. Rav Kan and Rav Asi were both Talmidim of Rav. So what happens? Rav said Shir. They're having difficulty remembering what Rav said. Mar Amar Shvuasa Dahachi Amar Rav. One of them said, I swear, this is what Rav said in Shir. Umar Amar Shvuasa Dahachi, bless you. And the other one said, I swear, this is what Rav said in Shir. And what happens? Kiasal Kamid Rav Amar Kechad Minayhu. So I'll say, so what happens? So Rav Kahana and Rav Asi are having machlokes, what Rav said in Shir, and to attest to the veracity of their versions of Rav's remarks, one said, I swear Rav said like this, one said, I swear Rav said like this. Then what happens? They come before Rav. Rav said one of them was right, the other one was wrong. So what happened, Rav Asi? Samarle idach, va'anam b'shikre shtaboy. So the one who was wrong, Rav Asi, says to Rav Sinu, where does that leave me? Where does that leave me? Does this mean that I swore falsely? Does this mean I swore falsely? Amarle, Lipcha ansach. Your heart was ma'anes you, right? Your heart deceived you. Look at Rashi, it will say, Lipcha ansach, kasavar hayisa lishava be'emes. You thought you were swearing truthfully, so it turns out you were swearing falsely, but you thought you were swearing truthfully, therefore what? You're not chayv. So we'll say, this is the first exemption from Shuv. A person thinks that he's swearing truthfully about something, and then it turns out that what? That he really swore falsely, he's ultimately, again, going to be putter for any type of false shvuah. So we'll say, so this is, and this, by the way, is very important, because sometimes person, and the Rambam Paskin is like, the Salach Lamais, a person thinks that they're undertaking a shvuah, that is MS, it turns out what they're swearing about is sheker, they are putter for such a shvuah. Incredible. V'ne'a lamimenu. So we'll say, next exemption is where the truth was hidden from me. So we'll say, what's the case over here? Shenis alim mimenu shvuah. And we'll say, the case over here is where I forgot about the shvuah. In other words, I took a shvuah, I forgot about the shvuah at the time that I violated the shvuah. So what's the halacha of the Braisa says? I'm potter, I'm not chayv for violating the shvuah. To which the Gemara says, yochol shenis alim mimenu chayfetz. I might have thought to both say that the case is where maybe I remember the shvuah, but I forgot about the object I swore about. We're going to define this case in just a moment. I might have thought that in that kind of case, it should be patur also. Tamu lomar b'shvuah v'ne'elam mimenu. Therefore, the pasuk says, b'shvuah v'ne'elam mimenu, al he'elam shvuah hu chayiv, v'enu chayiv al he'elam chayfetz. They both say, I am chayiv, ultimately, I'm only patur on he'elam shvuah, but I am chayiv for he'elam chayfetz. They both say, so what does that mean? Machku alei b'ma'arava. So when they said over this halacha, they laughed about it in Eretz Yisrael. Bishlama shvuah mishkachas labalo chayfetz. So we'll say, watch this. I could find a case where I could forget about the shvuah, but remember the object. What's that case? Kigon, damar shvuah shalo ocha paschitin. So listen to this case. I swear, I'm not going to eat wheat bread. So I'm not going to eat wheat bread. And what happens? Vikasavar sha'ochal ka'amar. So we'll say, so what happens? So I swore that I wasn't going to eat wheat bread. And then what happens? I made a little mistake. I thought what? I thought I swore that's what we'll say. I will eat it. Okay, it could happen. I swore I wasn't going to eat it. I swore, I thought I said I would eat it. So what happens? Kasabar sha'ochal kamar, dishvu'anse inshi chefza dikir. I forgot the shvuah. I remember the chefet. So we'll say, you ever have one of those days where I know I swore about bread. I just don't remember what it happens. It happens, right? I'm sorry.
Diet, right.
I know I swore about chocolate cake. I just didn't remember that I swore I would eat it or I swore I wouldn't eat it. So what happens over here? So this is a case where I forgot the shvuah, but I remembered the chayfetz. Okay. Ela chayfetz below shvuah. We'll say, but how can you ever have a case where you swore about the chefza? I remember the chefza, but I forgot the shvuah. We'll say, what's the case? So the Gemara says, Kigon da'amar shvuah, shlo ocha paschitin, v'kasavar shalsonar kamar. Listen to this. So what's the case? The case must be is where I swore that I won't eat shlo ocha paschitin. I swore that I won't eat wheat bread. V'kasavar shel sorim kamar. But I thought that I made the shul about barley bread. V'shvuasi dakile. Chefza Inshi. So I will say, so what happens? So the Shavua I remember, but it's the Chefza I get mixed up about. To which the Gemara says, Kevan de Chefza Inshi Lahu, but I don't understand. Once you forget about the Chefza, Hainu Helam Shavua. I will say, forgetting about which Chefza I spoke about is what? Is Helam Shavua. In other words, that's not object confusion. That's oath confusion. To which the Gemara says, "I'm Rabbi Lazar, da v'da achasi." Rabbi Lazar says, "You're right. Rather, helam chefza helam shua is the same thing." Maskif for Rabbi Yosef, alma chefza below shua lo mishkachas lo. So are you telling me then that ultimately, again, helam chefza without helam shua is not possible? So the Gemara says, "V'ha mishkachas lo," but it's not true. It's possible. I'll give you a case. Kigon da amar. Shvo shelo ocha paschitin, but say I take a shvo that I'm not going to eat wheat bread. For hoshit yadol salital pasorin, so I stick my head in the bread basket to watch. Rabbi said to take out a loaf of barley bread. Or it's, I remember my shvo, I remember the object. I put my hand in the bread basket with the intention to want to take out a loaf of barley bread. Va'alsa biyado shalchitin. And what happens, Rabbi Osai? I end up taking out wheat bread. V'kasavar sorim. So I take a loaf of wheat bread. I thought it was sorim bread. V'achlan, I eat it. D'shvu'a se dachile. I remember the shvu'a loud and clear. V'cheftzahu delo yadile. And Rabbi Osai, what happens over here? There's object confusion. In other words, I thought the loaf that I took was in fact a barley loaf, but it turns out that it was a wheat loaf. I'm really Abaye. Abaye says, one second. Klum mechayeves lekarbon ella amay detapes biyadei. But ultimately, again, you're only chayev carbon for what you take in your hand. Helam shvu here. I will say, again, it's still at this point in time, what ends up happening over here is that it's true. I thought I was taking barley bread. I ended up taking wheat bread. But I will say, at the moment I eat that bread, what's happening over here? It's still helam shvu. In other words, at the end of the day, what's happening over here is not a function of the loaf. It's a function of the shvu. To which the Gemara says, Lishna Achrini Amrle. So we'll say gives, there's a different lashon. What's the different lashon? So Amrle Abaye, excuse me, Lishna Achrino, Amrle Abaye the Rav Yosef, Sof Sof Karben de Kamaisi, Alei de Haipas, Mias Helam Shvuhu. At the end of the day, we'll say, when I go ahead and I bring a Shvuah because of this loaf of bread, ultimately, again, it is because of Helam Shvuah. But Rav Yosef Amrlecha, Kevan de Chiyad, Alei de Chitinhu, Parish mine helam chefetzu. So what Rav Yosef says, that since had he known that it was wheat bread, he would have gone and had separated from it. Therefore, again, this is called the case of helam chefetzu. So we'll say, the Gemara is having difficulty trying to distinguish because we see there is this fine line between what is considered oath confusion and what is considered object confusion. Boy mine Rava me Rav Nachman. So Rava asked Rav Nachman the following kasha. Helam zev zeb yadomal. We'll say, what happens if I have helam of both? I forget the shvua and I forget the object. What's the halacha? Amarle, hari helam shvua biyadav v'chayif. So we'll say, so on the simple answer, we'll be, well, one second. As long as there's helam shvua, by definition, I'll be chayif. Adrabo, hari helam chayfetz biyadav v'potter. I could say just the flip side. There's helam chayfetz. So we'll say, one thing that's clear, as much as there's confusion which is which, the one thing that is clear, we'll say, is that you're only chayif for helam shvua. You are not chayif for helam chayfetz. So the question is, if you have both, which becomes the defining ha'alama? So on one hand, the Gemara says, there's ha'alam shvua, therefore by definition I should be chayif. On the flip side, there's ha'alam chayfes, therefore I should be pater. Am Rav Ashi chazinon, im machmas shvua kapare shari ha'alam shvua biyada v'chayif. So Rav Ashi has an interesting distinction. He says, well, one second, let's see, very simply, if a person ultimately, again, would distance himself from the situation once he's reminded about the shvua, then by definition that's called helam shvua. Imachmas chayfetz kaparish. But if when reminded about the object, he would separate himself. Harivehem helam chayfetz. The Rabbah say, ultimately, again, this is called helam chayfetz biado pater. Am Rabbin Ravashi, klom parish mishvua elam mishum chayfetz. Klom parish mishchayfetz elam mishum shvua. But ultimately, again, they're intertwined. A person only goes ahead and separates from the shvua because he's reminded about the chefza, and he separates from the chefza, he's reminded about the shvua. Elo lo shna. Therefore, the Gemara seems to end off over here is that when there is both helam shvua and helam chefza, ultimately, again, a person will be pater from liability. By me, Rav Nachman. I will say one more, then we'll do the Rambam. Rava asked the following kasha from Rav Nachman. What's the kasha? Amud Beis. Ezo hi shigigas shavuas bitoy the sha'avar. What is the case, Rabbi Osai, of an accidental violation of a past tense shavuas bitoy? Okay, remember, Shavuah Spita Rabosai is any what we call utterance Shavuah. Any time that a person makes a declarative Shavuah. So what is the case of where a person inadvertently violates a past tense Shavuah Bitoy? Remember, what's a classic example of a past tense Shavuah Bitoy? Classic example, Shavuah Sha'achalti. I swear I ate the loaf of bread. Past tense Shavuah, declarative Shavuah. Shavuah Shalo Achalti. I swear I did not eat the loaf of bread. So the Gemara asks, what is the case of an inadvertent violation of a past tense Shavuah Bitoy? To which the Gemara says, Idiyada Mezitu. So ultimately, again, if he knew at the time of the Shavuah, so let's take a simple case. Shavuah Sha'achalti. I took a Shavuah that I ate the loaf of bread. So what's the case of a potential inadvertent violation of that Shavuah? If I knew, Idiyada, if I knew at the time that I took the Shavuah, that I ate the loaf of bread, right? That I ate a little, remember, what did I say the case was? I said, Shavuah Sha'achalti, right? I swear I ate the loaf of bread. So if I know at the time that I take the Shavuah, that what? That I didn't eat the loaf of bread, then Mezitu, then he's an intentional violator. Eat the lo yada, if I just didn't know, Anosu. Then I'll say, ultimately again, that'll be a case of Ones. Amarle Ba'omer, Yodea Ani Sheshavuah Zu Asura. I both say the cases where I say, that ultimately, again, I know that this Shavuah is Asur. I will say, watch this. The case of Shogeg is as follows, where I say, Shavuah Sha'achalti. I swear that I ate a loaf of bread. Now what? I know that what?
I didn't.
What don't I know? I don't know if for violation of the Shavuah I'm chayev a karban or not. And I will say, who does opinion does this reflect? Kiman, kimunvaz. What does munvaz say? Damar shigagas karban shma shkaga. I will say, munvaz says that even if you know with absolute certainty that you are violating your Shavuah, but what? You don't know if there is karbanic liability, that's enough to make you a shogeg. In other words, not knowing if there's karbanic liability is enough to make you a shogeg for this particular circumstance. To which the Gemara says, "Afil tem rabbanon." It can even be the rabbanon ad kan lo pligi rabbanon ali demunvaz ele bechala Torah kula delav chidishu. Because they'll say the rabbanon only argue on munvaz in every other case in the Torah where there's a chiyuv chatos, because there's no chidish there. However, again, about halcha the chidishu. Rabbi say here, ultimately, in the case of Shavuah Bitoy, where there is an incredible chiddush over here, where there is an incredible chiddush. Why? The bechala Torah kula lo ashkechan lav the maisi karban diafina me'avodah zara. Because Rabbi say under normal circumstances, when do you have to bring a chatos? You only bring a chatos for something whose intentional violation is kares. You bring, so if the intentional violation is kares, the inadvertent violation will make you chayiv what? Will make you chayiv a carbon chatos. This case, Rabbi Yosef, by Shavuah Bitoy is different. V'hacha, maisi. Rabbi Yosef, over here by Shavuah Bitoy, this is the exception to that rule. Why? Because Shavuah Bitoy, Rabbi Yosef, is the one case where even if you intentionally violate a declarative Shavuah, you are not chayiv what? You're not chayiv karis. This will be the one case, ultimately, again, Rabbi Yosef, where if you go in and you do it b'shogeg, you ultimately, again, will be chayev a karban chatos. Therefore, afilu rabbanon modu. Ultimately, again, even the rabbanon will agree with munvaz that shigagas chatos can make you chayev a karban. So we'll say, good. Let's stop here for just a moment and just catch up on a little bit of halacha. So we'll say, let's do a little halacha in my sense. Something I said. So I'll say, so what happens over here? So listen to this. The Rambam Paskins. The Rambam in Paskins in, this is in Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin. So we're going back over here. To the case of Shigagash, of Shkaga. So listen to this. The Rambam in Paskins, Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin. So he says, So we'll say, what is the case of Shigagas Shavuah Bitoy? What is the case ultimately again where a person makes a mistake in Shavuah for which they will be chayav a karban olav yored? Watch this. Kigon, shenishpa shelo achal, vuyada sha'achal, usheshvuas sheker zu, shenishpa asura. Avalo yada shechayav and alei karban zoi ashkaga shechayav and alei karban olav yor b'shuas b'dishavas. Well, so listen to this. Sein achinami, we accept the distinction the Gemara just said by Munvaz. The case of a mistaken past tense Shavua is what Rabbah say, where a person takes a Shavua, I know the Shavua is false, but I did not know whether or not there's a chi of karban. That will be the case, of a shigagas shvuas bitoy the shavar. However, again, listen to the next halacha. The case of the ashgaga shechayov and aleh karban lahaba. We'll say, what is the case where a person will be chayiv for a future tense shvua? Can go and listen to this. Shenishba shalayocha paschitin. I swear that I'm not going to eat wheat bread. And what happens? The shagag v'dama shenishba shiyocha paschitin. I made a mistake. And what happens? I thought that I swore that what Rabbah say, that I will eat wheat bread. I thought that I will eat wheat bread. So what happens? Va'achla, shezen ne'alma mimenu ha-shvua, hechaisa, far yuzoch rechef ha-shashah. So we'll say, so when talking about ishvuas, when talking about shigagas, shvuas, bitoy, lisha'avar, a shkag on a passant, so we'll say, the only case you can come up with that is what? Is where, I know that I'm lying, but what? I'm mistaken about liability. That'll be shigagas shvuas bitoy l'sha'avar. I didn't think I was chayv karban, but I'm chayv karban. That's shkaga. What about shvuas bitoy l'haba? So the case is, I swear I'm not going to eat wheat bread. Then what happens? Rabbah say, I make a mistake. What's my mistake? I thought I swear what? That I will eat it. That's shigagas shvuas bitoy l'haba. I swore that I wouldn't eat it. I made a mistake. I thought I swore that I would eat it. That's the shigagas shvuas bitoy lahaba. Shezeh nelma mena shvua hechaisa v'har yuzocher hachefet shenish ba'alav. So I remember the object. I remember that I swore about wheat bread. I just made a mistake. Ultimately, again, I thought I swore to eat it. It turns out that I swore not to eat it. Zohi shvuas shigagas shvuas bitoy lahaba. Shechayoven alea karban. Well, listen to this. Aval, inishpa shalo yocha paschitin, va'acha paschitin aldashi pasorim. Rabbah say, if I swore that I'm not going to eat wheat bread, and what happens? I took a loaf of bread because I thought it was barley bread, but it turns out that it's wheat bread. Hare ze ones upater. Shahari lo ne'alma mimenu shvav lo ne'alma mimenu elachevet shishav. So we'll say, in that case, I'm going to be pater lagamre. Why? Because that's not even a case of helim shvua. In that case over here, I was told, I'm cognizant of the shuva. What happened of the rabosai? That was halam chefetz. There, in that case, again, I had object confusion. So it turns out, the Rambam Paskin is like this. Where there is object confusion, but shuva clarity, I'm totally putter. Where there is object clarity, but shuva confusion, that is where I will be chayiv. There you go. Okay, incredible. So more goes weiter. We'll say there's still more. Now you have Gemara confusion, right, and Shavua confusion, and zero life clarity. Okay, I got it. And the answer is your chayiv, right? Your chayiv. So let's go back there. Amar Shmuel. We'll say now we get into some interesting cases about Shavua as well, which we're going to. Let me just get to the right Rambam for this. Good. We'll see some interesting Rambams over here also. Listen to this case. Amar Shmuel. Gomer Balibo, Tzrak Shiyotzi Bisvasav. So we'll say Shmuel says that if you have in mind to take a Shavua, so even if you have complete Kabbalah in your mind, that complete Kabbalah. I'm sorry. Thank you. Baimini Rabbi Rava. Nishbal Kikar, thank you. Umistakin Alay. We'll say what happens. If a person swore not to eat a loaf, and then his life became endangered, he has to eat the loaf. So what's that, Locha? So Mao, so the Gemara says, Mao, what's the question? Mar. Of course, again, if it's sakana, if he doesn't eat it, of course he's permitted to eat it. Ela mitsta'er va'achla bishkaga. Rather, what's the case of Osai? The case over is mitsta'er, so it actually says bera, it's changed bera, vi'i nami lo nama memeno haya ochla, va'achla bishkagi behalim shah. So we'll say, what's the case over here? The case over here is where I made a shvua not to eat this loaf, but the truth is, I'm very distressed by the shvua. And I stood ready to violate the Shavua. I'm going to eat the loaf. But it turns out that's what happened in Rabosai. I didn't end up violating the Shavua. Instead, what ended up happening? I forgot about the Shavua. So I ended up going ahead and consuming the loaf. What's Talocha Mai? So once you hear this case, I would have violated the oath anyway. It just happens to be, I mamish forgot about it. What's Talocha? Amar Leitanina, Shav Midiyah. So, maybe Karban. If a person ultimately, again, had he known about the fact that what he was about to do was prohibited, but he forgot about it, but he violated it anyway, so that the halacha is he brings a carbon for the shkaga. Lo sham yidiyaso, but at the end of the day, if this was a case where even had he been aware that what he was about to do was wrong, he would not have abstained. Ain mevi carbon al shigagosa. So most of that seems to be this case over here, where lemaisa again, since I stood intent on violating the shvuah, even had someone pointed out to me at the moment that I'd forgotten about the shvuah, by the way, that loaf is aser, I would have done it anyway. Therefore, I will say that would be a case where a person would not bring a carbon for their violation. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, even if a person has explicit intent to make a shavuah, until he articulates it with his lips, until he says it, it is not a binding shavuah. Because the pasuk says to articulate with his lips. So here, the Gemara seems to be saying about a very logical idea, which is what? That Allah says, even if you have what's called cardiac intent, right? Even if it's clear, I know I'm going to take the Shavuot, until you actively articulate it, the Maisa, it's not binding. So we'll say, now the Gemara quotes the Braisa, it gets very exciting now, hold on. Bisvasayim velo belev. The pasuk says, you have to articulate it with your lips, and not with your heart. So Gamar belibo minayin. Yet how do we know that even if you had a Kabbalah in your heart to take a Shavuot that is binding, Talmud Lomar, L'chola she'ivata adam Shavuot. Anything that a person will articulate for a Shavuot. So the Gemara says, what just happened over here? Haguf HaKash, we'll say second wide line. We just have an inherent contradiction. Look what you just said. Amrit. Bisasayim velo belev. So first, what did the Braisa Rabbah say? That a shvuah is only binding if what? If you articulate it with your lips and not if you think it. Vahadir amrit gamar belibo minayin. And then right afterwards, what did you say? Then afterwards, you said that if a person has a Kabbalah in his heart, how do you know that it's binding? Amr Rav Sheshes halokasha. Rav Sheshes says it is not a contradiction. Hachi kamar, this is what it means to say. Bisvasayim velo shegamar belibo. Excuse me. Hachi kamar. Bisvasayim velo shegamar belibo. Lahotzi bisvasa velo hotzi gamar belibo staminayin. Let's listen to this. Some normal circumstances. Bisvasayim teaches me. Velo shegamar belibo. It's not enough to have it in your heart. Lahotzi bisvasa velo hotzi. We'll say what happens ultimately again if a person articulated with his lips. Velo hotzi gamar belibo staminayin. Tamud lomar lechol asher yivata. So we'll say, the Torah says, anything that a person will articulate, but according to Shmuel, we have a kashya. This is what it means to say, bisvasayim, with your lips, velo shegamar beliba lohotzi paschitin. Supposed to listen to this. Not enough that if a person had it in his mind, in his heart, to articulate paschitin, vahotzi pasorin. Supposed to listen to this. How do I know that if I had in mind to aser paschitin, right, I had in mind to take a shonati paschitin. And then what happens? But I had a slip of the tongue. And what did I say? Pas sorin. So we'll say, or gomer beliba lahotzi paschitin, votzi pas tamina. So we'll say, so listen to this. So case number one, the Gemara is teaching me, is if I had in mind to aser pas sorin, pas paschitin, excuse me. And then what happens? I have a slip of the tongue and I say what? Pas sorin. We'll say, such a shvua will not be binding upon me. What about gamar beliba lahotzi paschitin? What if I had in mind to aser paschitin? Vahotzi pas stam. The Rebbe say, I just say pas stam. I just aser pas. So minayim, tamud lomar, lechol asher yivata adam. Therefore, the pasuk says, anything that a person will articulate. Meisvei, motza svasecha tishmar ba'asisa. Pasuk says, anything that you articulate, you should keep and you should perform. In the other shoti besvasav, I only know that it teaches me anything I articulated. Gamar beliba minayim. I know that even if I went ahead and what I will say, even if I went ahead and had in mind that it should be binding, Tamud Lomar, Kol Nediv Lev. Therefore, by the Pasuk, I will say, where is this Pasuk, Kol Nediv Lev? This is by the Mishkan. Kol Nediv Lev, the Gemara is suggesting, teaches me what I will say, that even if I have a Kabbalah in my heart, it should be binding. So the Gemara says, Shiny Hasam Dechsev, Kol Nediv Lev. It's different by the Mishkan, because by the Mishkan, it says, Kol Nediv Lev. Venigmar minei. So why don't we learn out from the Trumas HaMishkan that even if you have in mind to make a Kabbalah, it should be binding. So the Gemara says, Mishum dahava Truma v'kachim shnei k'suvin habayin ke'echad. Because ultimately, again, Truma and Kachim are two halachas. Rashi says over here, Truma v'kachim, Trumas melechas HaMishkan k'sivlas. So that's Rashi in the daf. Ksiv ba kol midiv leif aviyu. V'gabi kachim ksiv b'chizkiyo b'sefer divrei yamim kol midiv leif olav. So we'll say, we see ultimately again by truma. Truma in this case means trumas ha-mishkan. Donating to the mishkan. So the Torah uses the lashon of nidiv leif. We see by kachim, by the pasuk in chizkiyo, in divrei yamim. There's no pasuk chizkiyo. By chizkiyo in divrei yamim it says, Nediv Leiv Olov. So we see by Kachim and we see by Trumas HaMishkan the Lashon of Nediv Leiv, which seems to teach us that what? That even if you have in mind to obligate yourself to something, that ultimately again it is binding, to which the Gemara says, because Truma and Kachim are Shnei Ksuvan HaBayin Ke'echad, V'chol Shnei Ksuvan HaBayin Ke'echad in Melandin. And I'll say any two psukim that ultimately come to teaching one thing cannot be used as a proof text. So remember again, we've learned this concept many times throughout our journeys in Shas. Means the following. If the Torah wants to teach me a principle, all it needs to do is what? All it needs to do is what? State it once. If it goes out of its way to state it twice, it's coming to tell you that the principle only applies in the stated areas. It is not meant to serve as a principle in other areas as well. So we'll say, because again, the reality is, our case, the case of Truma, and the case of Karbanos, are Kodshin. Our case is Chulin. The Chulin may Kodshin lo gamrinon, and you can't learn out a case of Chulin from Kodshin. So we'll say, so bottom line, what do we do with this sugya? Meaning, how do we pass it? Because we'll say, this sugya is actually very important to Halacha L'maisa, because this sugya is talking about Kavanos v'Shvos. So listen to this. I'm going to make sense of this for you, hopefully. Perek Beis Halacha Yud in the Rambam. Listen to this. Mishin is kaving the shvua v'gamra b'libo shelo yochal ayom, o shelo yishta, v'shedava ze asar le b'shvua, v'lo hotzi b'svasa. So we'll say, halacha number one. Halacha number one, hilcho shvuos. Hilcho shvuos. Let's say, you know, in our next section, after we finish Shas, this time in Meretz Hashem, I'm planning ahead a little bit. What we're going to do is we're going to add on an additional Seder. We'll probably start 5:15 in the morning with this additional new Seder. A halacha l'maisa Seder, because this is one part that's missing from our daf. I'm going to try to give you halacha l'maisa as much as I can. We need to do it really bikvius. So I'm just giving you, I'm not doing it justice, but just that you should walk away with the halacha l'maisa. So we'll say, case one of the Rambam is, Mishnah is kavi l'shul v'gam b'liba. A person has in mind in his heart, I have in mind, I'm not going to eat today. I'm not going to drink today. I'm not going to, whatever, it doesn't matter what the shvua is. In my mind, I have explicitly articulated. But what? I have not said it. V'lo hotzi b'svasav hare ze mutter. Shene emar. Levate b'svasayim in hanishpa chayiv ad sheyotze inyan shvua b'svasav. So I will say, halacha l'maisa number one. A shvua only becomes binding when? When you articulate. I will say, by the way, there is one exception to this rule, which is tzedakah. Tzedakah will be the exception to this rule. So again, even though we'll see that's a little, especially to the shul. Right? So even if you have like a havamina, like if like a fleeting thought, even if you see a pledge card or you see something, you're obligated. So again, we'll see tzedakah in all seriousness might be the exception to this rule, that if a person makes a kabbalah believe, if a person accepts in their heart to give something, then that could become binding. Again, we'll discuss Nidrei Tzedakah separately. We'll discuss that separately, but just know the Rambam here is talking about what we'll call non-mitzvah obligations, non-mitzvah items. Listen to this. That's Halacha Yud. Yud Aleph. V'chein v'gamer b'libo li'yishava v'tava hotzi b'sasa davar shelo haye b'libo harei ze muter. V'os Halacha L'maisa number two. Let's say I had in mind, I'm going to take a shavua not to eat wheat bread. That's the shavua. But I have a slip of the tongue, and I say I'm not going to eat barley bread. So we'll say, so what's the halacha? The halacha is I'm not bound by that shvua. In other words, we'll say, it's two parts. Number one, cognitive articulation of a shvua is not binding. There must be a verbal articulation. But my verbal articulation must match my cognitive articulation. So for example, if in my mind I had a mind to take the shvua, I'm not going to eat wheat bread, but it's just a slip of the tongue, and I accidentally said barley bread, I'm not bound by that shvua, because clearly, again, that was a mistaken shvua. We'll say one more piece of halacha, v'chin shamine shvuos eino chayiv, ad shiyiyeh piv velibo shavin. This, by the way, becomes an operative concept in Hilchos Shavuos. It has to be piv velibo shavin. Ultimately, again, my heart and my mouth have to be shavin. In other words, what I had in mind to take the Shavua on, ultimately, you know, I will say, must be what I articulated. And for some reason, I have mistaken, I have a slip of the tongue, so the mice, again, I am not bound by that Shavua. And of course, I will say, we learn an incredible Musa from this Rambam. V'chin shamine Shavuos. Everything else in life as well. The most important thing in life is a person should live life with piv velibo shoving. What I feel in my heart and what I say should really be the same thing. You know, sometimes we say things, but we don't believe it in our hearts. And sometimes the things we believe in our hearts, we don't give proper expression to in life. You know, sometimes there's so much kedusha sitting in my heart, and it just sits there. It sits there. We'll see, what do you see from the Rambam? See from the Rambam, that stuff that sits in your heart doesn't really create realities. In life, you have to make sure you have to take the kedusha of the heart and ultimately bring it into the olam ha'asiyah. But at least for Hilchos Shavuos, as well as for life, the halacha is eino chayiv ad shepiv velibo shavin. I'm only chayiv for the shul, which only becomes binding if my verbal articulation ultimately matches my cognitive articulation. Let's stop. We're pick up with the Mishnah. Just a reminder: tomorrow is a Sunday schedule. So again, so there's davening at 7:15. Daf follows the first minion, 7:15. Come in.